Jesus Fix It, the Good Morning Radio Podcast with Seth and Jess.
It's a smorgasbord of wrap-up for February.
I love smorgasbords.
I don't even know where to begin. So we have some serious stuff and then some not-so-serious stuff. Okay, all right. Our not-so-serious stuff that happened in February is kind of serious, but it's funny. Like, okay, let me explain.
Okay.
So one thing that's on my list comes from the files of dumbest criminals.
Yes.
And this just made the list to me because it's, I don't know, it was entertaining, I guess. I'm petty.
It's an unfortunate circumstance, but you get to laugh at it because of what they did and what the end result was.
All right. So a group of kids stole an Apple, an iPhone.
Right.
An Apple. An iPhone. Right. I almost said an Apple phone. That made me sound so old just now. Okay.
Well,
you know what?
What?
You got some years on me, so don't even go there. Group of kids stole an iPhone, and we were just talking about this. These days, when you steal an Apple product, you get some time if you're convicted of it because they cost so much.
Right. Yeah. The level of criminal offense goes by how much the product was worth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was only a little a little bit of money, it's not that big of a crime. But iPhones and other Apple products are for like thousands of, $1,000 or more.
Yeah.
And that pushes it up into serious crime territory.
Okay. So this one I thought was kind of funny because they pretty much had gotten away with stealing this person's phone, and which was so sad. But typical today, what these group of kids decided to do was take a whole bunch of selfies and post all the selfies on Facebook and Insta. And
bragging.
They did some TikToks.
Wow.
Guess what? They got caught.
Yep.
And that's how.
A friend of mine is the county sheriff in Polk County, Florida. Great guy. And he would come on every once in a while and say thank you to you criminals who aren't exactly the brightest bulb in the room. I really do appreciate it because the less intelligent the criminals are, the easier it is for them to catch them. And this is a prime example. It's like, thank you for not really
thinking it through. All right, this is what not to do. First of all, don't be stealing.
No, first of all, I mean, let's just get that right. Stop stealing.
Stop
breaking the law. That's how you get... there was another story of a guy that somehow had his Apple, his MacBook, his laptop stolen. And he tried to, he filed the police report. And there's really not much you can do, right?
Yeah.
Well, he came up with the idea of using the Find My feature on a lot of the Apple devices. And he was patient and he tried many times. Eventually, like 2 months later, his laptop came online and he was able to discover it. Well, he had a program on there that allowed him to remote access that laptop. And there, the person that stole his laptop was using it on their own Facebook page.
Oh, my goodness.
And so he's getting all the images and getting all the information, turned it into the authorities. And within minutes, there was a knock on the door. And it was the police. And they made the arrest. And he recovered his laptop, which is good.
Man, these days with technology and stuff. And also, I just want to say, I probably could help solve crimes now, too, because I watch so much true crime.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we should probably do like a true crime episode on here.
Listen, I hate to tell you this. Actually, that would be kind of interesting.
Hey, if y'all want us to do a true crime episode, email us.
But I hate to tell you, I've got a personal experience that happened a long time ago. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work like the CSI and NCIS and other initial TV shows.
What?
I was at Best Buy getting something in my new-to-me car.
Yeah.
I had had the car 1 week. 1 week. I drove up to Best Buy. I even parked several spaces away so that nobody would scratch my new-to-me car.
You would.
It didn't do me any good. Because I came out and there's a huge dent in my fender.
Mm. Did you get a subpoena for the footage?
I didn't need a subpoena. They offered it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I went in. I'm coming out of the store and I noticed there's people standing around my car, which I thought, they're admiring my car, aren't they? Well,
oh,
isn't that cool?
Oh, my word.
And then I noticed the fender. And I'm like, what?
Aww.
And here's what's really funny. I walk up and the guy goes, this is your car? I said, yeah. He goes, wow. He said, as soon as I saw this, my first reaction is, man, that woman is going to be mad. I'm like, woman? Why would you assume? Anyway, okay, that's
anyway,
a whole other thing.
That has nothing to do with it. Go ahead.
So I walk in the store and I said, hey, do you guys have security footage? Oh, yeah, we saw what happened. I said, can we take a look? Sure enough, saw the car. It was a Toyota RAV4. Back out of the spot, hit my car, pull forward. The driver looked, backed out of the spot, and left.
Wow.
Didn't leave enough. And so I thought, okay, let's zoom in on that license plate, you know, like they do on TV. Let me zoom in. Yeah, it doesn't work. It was just a big blur.
Oh, well, that's when you got to send it to Quantico, to the FBI, so they can
okay
blow it up on their
right
technology.
Yeah. I thought all you had to do was say, you know, increase image. That just, yeah. It,
no,
so,
you got to use your resources.
I would
like
love.
Like I said, I could help.
Clearly, I should have called. Why didn't I call you?
Well, I told you. I watched enough true crime to know. Anyway, okay. How did we? You
it
know
was
what?
Just, we went off on a tangent.
We always
what we
do this.
And we were talking about crime.
Okay, February. What else happened in February?
There's a few things.
All right, February was Black History Month.
Yes.
And so ever since my kids were in elementary school, I have told them, okay, during Black History Month, I want you to learn all the history you can. So you have to pick a person, a famous Black person, and tell me something.
See, I think this is an awesome
thing. And do some type of
thing.
Research and, okay.
That's an awesome thing to do as a parent, though. I really think that's very cool.
Well, and I feel like you don't have to be Black to do this, first of all.
What?
Because let me tell you. And I say this because when my oldest son got old enough, he said, so Mom, we're Black, so do we have to do this? Yes, because do you know everything there is to know?
Right. Just
there are people you still don't know about.
Right.
Yes.
I mean,
and
I get it. But okay.
You know, and for the record, I want my children to know about all people and
sure.
all cultures.
Right.
But I especially want them to know about their culture. And so I do make them every year. My 21-year-old, you know, I really can't control what he does now.
Right.
But my 18-year-old, he still this year, he wanted to learn more about Harriet Tubman.
Very cool.
Yeah. And so this, I want to read you what he brought me this year. He brought this to me and it says, if you hear the dogs, keep going. If you see the torches in the woods, keep going. If they're shouting after you, keep going. Don't ever stop. Keep going. If you want a taste of freedom, keep going. And that's something Harriet Tubman said. And he said, Mom, that just stood out to me. He mm-hmm. said, we have freedom and we can do things now because so many people before us made it happen. And not just yep. in Black history, but just in so much of our history, we are standing on the backs of so many people that came before us. And I love that. And I love his heart. And, you know, that's just something I just wanted to share on here today.
You know, one of the things that stood out about what you just shared is that you said your son wanted to know more.
Yeah.
And that is inspiring because mm-hmm. when we have the desire to know more, then we're continuing to grow, continuing to understand. There's a lot of what's going on in our world. It results in us not having an understanding of what has gone on before us.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that I know that bristle at the idea of Black History Month.
Yeah.
There was somebody had a conversation a while back that made a comment about Black History Month that was less than complimentary, right?
Yeah.
Let me just
mm-hmm.
put it that way.
I'm sure.
And my reaction, I looked and I said, do you have an understanding of what this segment of our population has gone through?
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. I know. And I said, no. I said, I want you to imagine just for a second. And this is a conversation. I said, just imagine for a second, you're driving in your car and you see a police car turn around behind you, turn its lights on. And in your heart, you're not sure whether or not you are going to be pulled from your car and abused. I said, now, granted, in the grand scheme of things, that may happen less than what we think because of all the reports. I said, but have you ever been afraid? Have you ever wondered at that moment if you were safe? And they said, well, no. I said, okay, then you don't fully understand what this segment of our population has to deal with. Not everybody, but it does happen.
Yeah.
And I said, and until you can understand that that actually does happen, then you can't disparage Black History Month.
Well, see, this is the thing. There are things in our history we can't forget. And hear me loud and clear when I say this. Yes, we have to move forward as a people, as a nation, as a country. We have to push forward. We have to move past things, but there are things we cannot forget. There are things that we have to remember. We have to remember where we come from in order to move forward. We just do. And Black history is one of those things we have to remember. We can't forget.
Right.
Just like we can't forget things that happen, like the Holocaust. That's something we cannot forget. There are things in our history we can't forget. And I didn't even understand that when I was a teenager. My aunt took me to Greensboro, North Carolina to have lunch at the Woolworth counter.
Oh,
and I was like, why do I got to do this? Why do we got to drive 2 hours just to sit here and have lunch? And it was when we were sitting there and she explained to me what happened in 1960, something like that. Yeah, 1960 during the civil rights protest. And she explained to me, do you realize there were some people that could not sit here and just enjoy lunch like you're doing today. We could not walk in here and just sit down and have lunch. As a matter of fact, you couldn't walk anywhere. Couldn't walk anywhere you wanted and just sit down and have lunch. You couldn't just go to a water fountain and drink. You can just use any bathroom. So the importance of me bringing you here and sitting you here to have lunch with you, I had to show you this part so you would understand the importance of it.
You see it. You feel it. You experience it.
To understand.
Yeah.
So that's why there are certain parts of our history, yes, we all have to understand so that we won't forget, so that we will know the importance of peace. We will know the importance of unity. We will understand each other.
You know, and this is important with the other very big thing that is happening. That we want to talk about is the issue in Ukraine and Russia and so forth. We have a tendency to think we are an advanced society, that we are a society with our technology, with our intermingling of global business and the economy, that surely these acts of aggression that happened in last century, specifically, you know, Germany in World War II, deciding, you know what? Europe looks pretty good. I think I'll make it mine. We think that we have moved beyond this and we are an advanced society where this kind of thing doesn't happen anymore. Wrong. We always have to be aware of what has happened in the past. Germany under Hitler had the idea that so much of the territory around them should belong to the Third Reich, should belong to Germany. And so while they said, oh, everything's fine, we're not going to invade, we're we're building up our military for our economy, and it has nothing to do with being aggressive on the world stage. And then they invade Poland, and more and more and more. You relate that to what's going on. Russia said for the longest time, we're only interested in having treaties with these individuals, with these neighboring countries. It was fine that when the fall of the Soviet Union happened, all these bloc countries gained their freedom. No, that's fine. Until this week, as we're recording this, and until this week, there's literally a war for Ukraine. They are invading. We must remember what has happened so that we can be aware and recognize what is going or what might happen in the future. We can't be caught off guard. What has happened is it hurts. I had the conversation with my daughter, who's about to turn 18, and she was really upset about all of the things that are happening right now. And because, and it dawned on me, with her social media contacts, with her social media
these
influences.
These kids are seeing everything play out in almost real time now.
It is. You're seeing video of attacks. You're seeing video of what's happening live. More so than even my generation is used to seeing on the news. You know, you see the film clips and the horrendous acts, and it's shocking and horrific. But when you see video and commentary from the people on the ground that it's happening, as it's happening, it's very, very disturbing.
It's it's scary for us adults, so I know it's scary for kids. And we're praying. We're praying hard. And over here, we're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, we're in a global pandemic.
Yeah.
And we have the stuff of life happening in addition to all of that. But look at those people in Ukraine. They are, it's kind of like, I saw somebody make this analogy. It was kind of like they were in an abusive relationship with Russia for all those years, and they finally got away. And it's like, hey, we're living our best life.
Right.
I got out of that relationship, and here you come.
Uh-huh.
Here you come marching back in.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying.
Uninvited.
Uninvited. I'm just trying to live.
I'm trying
to be free. I'm trying to live my best life.
Yeah.
But just like an abuser, here you come.
Yeah. That's a very good analogy.
Yes.
And the thing that is really disturbing is Ukraine the only place that is that going to satisfy?
That's a whole nother, you know what, we're not even going to get into that. That's a whole nother thing. I just want us to be aware of how comfortable we are here.
Yeah.
And to pray for peace and unity and just, I don't even know. I just feel like, and I don't want it to sound like an old cliche, you know, there's always somebody else who has it worse.
Right.
And to brace yourself. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, we look at the things we're going through right now. And we find, and you know what? I'm not even going to say we. I'm just going to talk about myself because you may not be like me. All I can say is I look at the things I'm going through and I'm woe is me sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I look at these poor people who, you know, 2 months ago were living life and who were going to work every day, coming home, taking care of their children. And now they're bombed and trying to flee. Flee the only home that some of them have ever known. I mean, there was a 104-year-old lady who had to flee the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And you're complaining.
This is a conversation I'm going to have with my daughter later today, is that while it can feel like praying isn't effective, there are people that are physically in harm's way. I mean, they are in danger right now. And we, like you said, we are here and we are comfortable. It feels like, okay, I'm going to pray, but what is that actually doing? Am I actually doing anything by praying? And the answer to that question is yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any control over what happens on the world stage. None. But I can pray, and I can pray to the God that is in control of everything. Mm-hmm. We can all pour our hearts out to God and ask God to guide the world leaders, to imbue them with some wisdom and some sense about what's happening here. So praying isn't the last resort. Praying is the most effective thing we can do.
Mm-hmm. And We can also pray, March, please be good to us. Please give us some good stuff to talk about for the March wrap-up.
Thanks for listening. If you have questions or comments, send them to podcast@spiritfm.com. This is a production of Positive Alternative Radio.
The Jesus Fix It podcast is brought to you by Mardell Christian and Education Stores. And anybody who knows Jess knows that I love a deal and I love a bargain.
You know, you can get bargains at Mardell, like toys for the kiddos, and maybe you too. Things like Melissa and Doug and science and craft activity kits, they're all 30% off. And not to mention best-selling books, 40 to 50% off every day, and all others, 20% off.
Yes, please.
Hello.
You can also find Mardell exclusive brands in their education, church supply, and gift departments like Renewing Minds and The Brainery. You can view their weekly ad and what's on sale anytime by downloading the Mardell app.